Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. And we'll be back to Howard Stern debacle today and other things presidential, including Joe Biden praising DeSantis, who's in a dispute with Vice President Harris. And it seems like Biden has been, for the last couple weeks, undercutting Harris. It's pretty obvious to me. But this story really caught our attention. What the heck? Pennsylvania School District has reversed course after installing surveillance windows in its gender-inclusive bathrooms. This at a middle school in Hanover, Pennsylvania, York County, the Southwestern School District installed windows in two gender-inclusive bathrooms at a middle school. The bathroom stalls remain private, but the windows allow those standing or walking in the hallway to see inside the rest of the bathroom. They cost $8,700 to purchase and install. Joining us to talk about this is a lawyer from the Independence Law Center. The school district says they advised them, the Independence Law Center, to do this. They say, no, we did not. Are you crazy, really? Randy Wagner is with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Randy, welcome to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us again.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So where do we get this story, this crazy school district? You consulted with them on what? How to deal with the gender-inclusive directives?
Well, we help a lot of school districts with a lot of issues, including bathroom and locker room privacy, girls' sports issues, parental rights, pronoun issues. So we have represented the school, and really what we, the advice that we give to all schools is more privacy, the better. And there's good ways to create privacy. You want complete privacy from the opposite sex. And so we always say that the privacy of a restroom starts at the door of the restroom. It doesn't start at the door at the stall, because the stall is just there for the minimal privacy you expect from someone of the same sex, not what you want from the sounds, from the sight, looking in at stalls. That doesn't give you any privacy from the opposite sex.
Why did the Southwestern School District have to do this, Randy? Because, you know, we have on Moms for Liberty and others, they had that big lawsuit, et cetera. Did they try to resist the so-called gender inclusive?
Well, this is a school board coming after another school board. And so there was another school board with a policy that set up gender inclusive restrooms in some of their schools. Sometimes you have a school that follows advice, and sometimes you have a school that doesn't. And so the right way for a school to deal with privacy, if they've got a multi-user facility and want persons of the opposite sex in those spaces, you get rid of the multi-user facility, and what you create is a bank of single user, just like you'd have at a coffee shop. If you're walking into a coffee shop, and there's a door, and people of both sexes can use it, but just one at a time with full floor to ceiling.
The school board said they put this in to prevent vaping, drug use, bullying, or cutting class, but then no such windows were placed in any of the other bathrooms. I mean, I'm astounded. There's got to be more of a back story here, Randy, to think that people are going to say, whoa, you know, we may oppose what's going on here with various groups shoving this type of bathroom situation, but you can't put in surveillance windows.
Well, and what's really interesting, what this situation has pulled out is really interesting, because we've been fighting for privacy issues for years. We've sued schools and representing students, and we've represented schools, and oftentimes we'll hear progressive groups saying, well, you know, it really doesn't matter. You can have a boy who identifies as a girl using the space with a girl. This is all fine. And suddenly everybody's agreeing. And this part is refreshing, that folks are saying, wait a second. People shouldn't be overhearing you when you're using the bathroom. People shouldn't be seeing you. So I think there's something very valuable that's coming out of this when progressive groups are finally admitting what we all know.
Yes, that's exactly why I see, in addition to the, in my words, the buffoonery of the school board, the silver lining is it underlines, and what you said, if doable, how many students are you going to have? I don't know if you guys have any statistics on that. I think it's often fairly rare, even though it's trending toward not being, that say they are gender fluid and or they are transgender. They could be accommodated by some single use, one person at a time bathrooms.
And you know what? We find that a lot of students, regardless of whether they identify with the opposite sex or if they identify as their sex, they like single user facilities. There's a
yes.
privacy that's afforded there that's just awfully nice. And so I think increasingly you're going to have schools recognizing, particularly with the new construction, that let's just do this the right way,
right.
And we're not going to have to deal with problems. But
to that point, Randy, just a curiosity too. I know that by the time I had stopped teaching and got into this, it was a year or two after that, a little bit more. Many school districts now have abandoned showering, even after sports or whatever. Because we're living in an era where people have a lot of difficulty with that, back to the single-use thing, even though society would say we're freer, kids don't want to do that. They store stuff in these shower rooms or something of that.
Yeah.
How does that...
But you don't use the shower rooms, you just store stuff there.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're hearing that increasingly with schools, and when we've suggested single user options, schools have said, you know what, I think kids will use them more in situations like that. And so there's ways to do it where you can afford everybody 100% privacy like you would in your own home. And so my hope out of a story like this is that we can build a greater consensus of the right way to do things, that privacy really matters, and moving forward we can think outside the box and do it right. Because, you know, even when we talk to architects, they get confused when we start talking about, like, how would you do this in a school and do it right where everyone is afforded privacy? There's a little bit of a learning curve, and then we get back to the basics of, oh, yeah, and then everybody can be comfortable because you can have the privacy that everybody has wanted all along. And it's funny because sex actually matters. So we've spent the last decade trying to pretend that sex doesn't matter, but it does.
It does.
It really does. It matters to something like this. It matters in sports, and it matters a lot of us just in terms of how we go about daily life. Is somebody going to force us to use a pronoun that we feel like is a lie? And what are we going to do in society where we need to learn how to respect everyone, and we need to learn how to do that in a way that's respectful, that isn't forcing other people to just by our ideology, by our way of thinking. America's
exactly.
pluralistic, and we need to learn how to live with each other.
Randy, thank you very much. Independence Law Center, as always. Thank you, Randy.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for coming on, Henry. I'm glad you got him on. I don't know, you and Dan were still in the generation where they use shower rooms?
I was kind of like at the tail end of it.
Yeah, I think you were. Henry, yeah. No shower room?
I mean, some people did, but right. Yeah, I wouldn't say everyone did.
So I didn't have gym, so I have no knowledge of this. X1 at Newman. You wouldn't have to take gym.
They took away our shower room because we were making flamethrowers out of Axe.
Okay. Henry, how about you? Did you have to take
a shower? No, I didn't have to take a shower because when I took gym, it was freshman year, and it was the second to last period of the day. So
cut it out and go home.
No, we didn't have time to anyway.
I think most people showered with bathing suits by the time I was in school.
It's archaic. And Dan, I've had these people over the year. Now, this is a while ago. There used to be a period of time where people swam naked in gym classes.
But
it's the strangest thing imaginable.
Did you do it?
No.
Okay.
I didn't have to swim. I didn't have to do any of that type of stuff. But, God.
Yeah.
Shower rooms are now storage rooms.
I have great legs, though. Just remember.
See, that would be an obvious. All right. So 855-839-1210.
Dom, you're a classy guy.
There's that, too. 855-839-1210. You imagine you have gym the first period of the day, though. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you got a shower in that
lasting
right?
To the end of the day to do that. Yes, yeah. God. I don't know. There was reluctance to shower at Newman.
Like, what are these kids doing now? Are they just rubbing down with Axe?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. Picture the swimming pool thing, though. That is the weird college level. And I had people calling me, what are you saying anything about that for? It is weird. It is hard to believe we once did that.
I mean, that's why there was such a reaction when Biden said he still swims naked
with
his
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. By the way, though, it's clear to me, Biden, the story of the day. He's on DeSantis' side saying he's doing an excellent job. Harris is going after him because he won't return calls. Biden is trying to undercut her. This is not there's a couple of other instances.
I felt guilty. I was fully clothed.
There's that, too. So watch for more of this. She was asked on The View about, how did she feel Biden taken out? And I don't know if we have that cut, Dan, where Kamala Harris said that she asked him, are you sure that you want to do that?
No, I don't have that ready.
Okay, yeah, I think
was that on The View or for Howard?
This was on The View. She was asked about what it was like to have him quit.
The phone call.
The phone call, yeah. Did we have that?
Give me 1 second, I'll have it here.
Okay, yeah. I thought I had it on my sheet. Maybe not. So here, much
here
stuff.
That,
here we go.
Who's calling? And... What does he say?
So I'll set the scene for you.
Okay.
So it's a Sunday, and our family, my niece, her husband, and their two daughters were staying with us. And I had promised them that Sunday, Auntie was going to make pancakes and bacon, and we were going to have a really... Mm-hmm. And, you know, the kids wake up, the girls, they're six and eight, they were
bacon.
At the time, they wake up early. We always wake up the first.
Right.
So they come knocking on the door and then we have our quiet time in the morning, just me and the girls. And so I went to work out and I had on cooking shows. And they were asking me, Auntie, what's that ingredient? What's that ingredient? And they're playing while I'm working out. Make breakfast. We sit down. We're having breakfast. And we'd been working on a puzzle. So they wanted more bacon. Got more bacon.
Just answer the question. Yeah. I don't care about the
what kind of bacon? So was it Canadian bacon?
Are we going to hear what kind of puzzle, too?
Yes.
Was it a friend's cast
puzzle? I bet those pancakes were not the thin kind I get over in Bluebell. I'm just saying. I bet she doesn't
pancakes
make this.
Pancakes and bacon, good combo, though.
Okay. All right.
We had a puzzle, so we went back up to work on the puzzle. I'm still in my workout clothes.
Right.
And we're working on the puzzle. And the phone rings.
Right.
So I said,
think she got bacon grease on the puzzle?
And Auntie will be right back. And it was the president. And he told me his decision.
All right. We're 1 minute, 15 seconds into the answer. We're finally getting an answer done.
And I'll tell you, the first thing I asked him is, are you sure?
Oh, yes, I'm sure.
Because what a big decision.
Yeah.
And historic.
Oh, yeah.
And we talked for a while. Meanwhile, I went back into the room where the girls were, and I'm like, go get your father.
All right. There we go. All right. How much of the believability? Yeah, zero. 0.0.
It sounds like a story written by a scriptwriter.
Yeah, let's see if Colbert riffs on that tonight about the bacon and pancakes. All right, 855.
Maple?
8558. I wonder if he'll work anything Catholic into it. you get on board. But right now, despite Howard Stern and The View,
it's Dom.
That's right.
Money Melody.
We continue. Money gone. We're playing for a pair of tickets to see comedian Brian Regan on October 18th at the Miller Theater in Philadelphia. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, I'm doing an overrated, or way overrated combination today, Dom. A duo yes. In the world of music. And it's not overrated because of political views. It's overrated because this guy was looking so hard to find a drummer, Henry was just telling me, that he ended up going with somebody very close to him because they were such a bad drummer. And I guess he just wanted to look good. I don't know if that's what it was.
It was, yeah, everyone else was too intricate in their drumming, and he wanted something that sounded so simple.
Yeah, and supposedly these two are musical geniuses. Not really. Recently, this cover artist said about Trump and his supporters, quote, "Anybody who normalizes or treats this disgusting fascist, racist, con man, disgusting piece of S, Trump, with any level of respect is also disgusting in my book." What a horrible message from this guy. So, Dom, we're looking for this overrated cover artist that's part of a duo, part of a combination, doing a great song by Dolly Parton, absolutely terribly. Take a listen.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Oh, gosh.
Well, I'm backing up you. Please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene.
Ah, the affectation. I always love that.
Please don't take him just because
you. No, that's not being a good singer and not being able to hit the note is what that noise is. It's not an affectation. This guy is an overrated musician along with somebody very close to him. I actually thought it was his sister for the longest time. Apparently not.
I thought it was a female.
It is. Yeah, yeah. We want another cover artist of today's Jolene, absolutely terrible cover song. And just more on this guy. He's made a habit of it now, every concert, doing some impression of Trump and saying F him at the end, playing his music. Yeah.
All right, hit us with that, and you're off to see a real comedian. 855-839-1210. Jump on board on Talk Radio 1210.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, time to hear Dano's show. Let's hear the clue, and let's see if we can put this cover out of its misery. No, not even a little bit.
No?
I still think it's an affectation, but I hear what you're saying about it. All right, let's try George in Northeast. See if he can get us out of here quickly. All right, George, who's doing the cover?
Cher.
No, sorry about that. The great Cher would not stoop to anything
singing.
Like that. It's a male
singer. We got Beyonce guest on YouTube.com/@12.
Oh, my goodness. I thought it was a female, too.
Did you?
I really did. Oh, yeah. Even though you told me, I still thought, well, yeah, I missed something here. Dan and Ben Salem. Dan, who's covering this?
That is Jack White from the White Stripes.
Wow. Are you a fan?
I was at one point, but not anymore.
Is it the Trump stuff that did it, Dan, or what?
Well, no, they fell for me, but...
Yeah.
But, really, yeah, the Trump stuff, too, didn't help.
Gotcha. I'll put you on hold, Dan. Enjoy the comedian Brian Regan. Here.
My follow-up clue, Dom, was going to be that they're currently suing Donald Trump for the use of this song during his rallies. He hates him so much, filing lawsuits, and Jack White, just go away.
I don't think anybody's sued. Village People haven't sued Trump, and that seems to be the favorite song. I mean, it is kind of...
Yeah, they claim flagrant misappropriation of their hit song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think the Village People are too upset that someone's using that song.
They're
happy to have it out there.
Oh, it's an all-timer, though. I mean, they're still collecting from that.
I mean, how many radio stations are still giving royalties or playing Village People music?
Yeah, well, somebody's giving royalties when you play it, I think. You know, I don't know exactly how they collect, but that's enormous.
I was actually hit on by the cowboy one time.
You told me about that. I remember that long story.
One of my crowning moments, though.
So Trump going to Berks County, going to Reading tomorrow night in actual rally. Somebody just sent me, apparently the mayor is a Republican, Rivera is the guy's last name. And I think maybe we get him on because it's interesting. This is a majority Latino city. about 69% close are Latino or Hispanic. And it strikes me, some of the news we get out of Reading, that it is not run like, say, a Philadelphia. Are Latinos, when they're in charge, not just a cog in the Democrat machine, more conservative when they actually govern? I don't know too many Republicans, though, that could break through in the manner that Trump has. All right, so it's been a whirlwind day. We had Kamala Harris. We've been playing stuff that she said on The View today. The main takeaway, she said she wouldn't change anything, wouldn't have done anything, couldn't think of one different than Biden. So that means we're running still against the Biden administration. And I think the Trump people have to seize on this. And she's done a lot today with her willing henchmen in the media, starting with Biden, saying it's un-American to be critical of the hurricane relief that's gone on and will go on now in Florida. Bottom line is Trump people have to pull together point by point, compelling story by compelling story, not just wing it on this, and show the American people what the federal government has not done here. And it's clear they're distracted. She is, definitively. And also, they don't have the full funding. God knows what they're doing now to try to get resources in there. And some of it, there are two parts of it. Some of it is directly with FEMA due to the spending for illegal immigrants. Here is the French woman, KGP. This is cut 16. Here's what Jean-Pierre said yesterday with Peter Ducey. It was quite a back and forth. Here's a little summary about what she said about FEMA money for illegal immigrants.
It's just categorically false. No, Biden did not take FEMA relief money to use on migrants.
All right, here's what she said September of 2022, 16B.
So FEMA regional administrators have been meeting with city officials on site to coordinate available federal support from FEMA and other federal agencies. Funding is also available through FEMA's Emergency Food and Shelter Program to eligible local governments and non-for-profit organizations upon request to support humanitarian relief for migrants.
Humanitarian relief for migrants, all these people being shoved into cities because of crossing the border, the whole deal. So it's a lie. They have overspent because of that. They started to make that where the money was going to go versus what we know is always going to be hurricane season. And now they're stuck and we're being called un-American. But this takes discipline due to how the media is. It takes discipline to show the American people exactly what's going on here. She is not tending to this. She was asked in one of these interviews, I think it was even The View, they tried to prop her up. Oh, it was The View, about, well, you called DeSantis in your 3.5 years. Have you called anybody else? And she said, yes, I've called people during Helene, meaning she routinely doesn't call people during this. She did it with DeSantis in order to show she was connected to it. DeSantis smartly wouldn't take the call. And now Biden has praised DeSantis and his handling of all this stuff, which is, again, a tell where Biden's going with this. There are hard feelings there, as you can imagine. And he's going to continue to undermine this. All right. So 855-839-1210.
I do have that audio from the tarmac in which he addresses it. I do not have the audio from The View in which he addresses it. But
let's hear from the tarmac. Yeah.
You know, moments of crisis, if nothing else, should really be the moment that anyone who calls themselves a leader says they're going to put politics aside and put the people first. People are in desperate need of support right now. And playing political games at this moment in these crisis situations, these are the height of the emergency situations. It's just utterly irresponsible, and it is selfish, and it is about political gamesmanship instead of doing the job that you took an oath to do, which is to put the people first.
All right. So what Trump has to do is not make the broad comments. There's got to be piecing together here the people that are harmed by this, what they're seeing on the ground, get Vance involved. And what Kamala Harris is channeling there, whether she knows it or not, is the tactic of Josh Shapiro. Josh Shapiro comes out and he thinks he's a genius on this. constantly saying, I'm not going to let Trump run down my United States of America. Now, Josh, progressives, and you're one of them, even though you masquerade better, you're the ones that are running down foundational, constitutional, traditional America. You're the ones that are doing it. Trump and the Trump movement is trying to restore that, make America great again, make America blank again. The things that you have tried to undercut, you're more skilled at not getting your hands as dirty publicly than a Harris. That's a given. But that's what it's about, trying to say that Trump is the one causing angst when these people are suffering, and he's raised money, he's been there in the middle of it, and he's calling attention to it. Where's FEMA? Where's the FEMA money? Where are the resources? The other part of it is, it's not just illegal immigrants. It's Ukraine. It's Harris wanting to bail out people in Lebanon that have attacked Israel. It's around the world, all that, not only money, but emphasis. Rural America knows that the Democrat Party has not been a champion of theirs for a long time, and particularly since they've swung toward Trump. And 26 of 28 counties there in North Carolina that are the most hard hit are Trump country. That's what this is about. She's banking on the fact she's not going to waste time there. She's going to do things that prop her up, like today in New York, all these interviews. All right, we'll have more on that. Don't forget the side question today, National Chocolate-Covered Pretzel Day. Hit us with something that is a great combination. All right? Could be a person, could be a thing. We've had some good ones, but I see some more. Get yours in at 855-839-1210. Hey, are you tired of relying on caffeine for a quick energy fix? There's a better way to revitalize your body from within. Introducing Orasine by Rescue Natural Supplements, the cellular energizer that helps your body produce its own natural fuel. Say goodbye to daily fatigue and hello to lasting energy. As a bonus, Orasine supports heart health and optimal blood pressure. That's why you can't miss out on this exclusive radio offer. You buy one bottle of Orasine, get another absolutely free. Simply use the code FUEL when you place your order. Call them today at 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a knowledgeable product consultant or use that code online when you visit res-q.com, res-q.com. Again, just use that code FUEL, F-U-E-L, for this buy one, get one free offer on Rescue Orasine. And remember, that code FUEL at res-q.com. Do it. All right, Dom Giordano's show. So one thing we didn't quite hear, Dan, just came down now. Howard Stern asked Kamala Harris, would you feel safe staying the country if Trump wins? I wonder if Stern will promise to leave the country if Trump wins. More incentive to be out there grabbing people and saying, have you voted? I don't know that he said that. It's on Grabe. And if you have a chance to find it. This is the idea. He's weak. She said this. Then in the next sentence, he's a dictator, though.
Yeah, we played that one.
Oh, about would you feel safe to stay in the country?
I don't know if we played it.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Here's the rest of that.
No, okay.
One sec. And
if he wins, God forbid, would you feel safe in this country? Would you stay in this country?
Howard, I'm doing everything I can to make sure he does not win.
All right. I'd like to know, is Stern going to stay in the country? Is Jimmy Kimmel going to stay in the country? How many are going to leave again? We hear this every time. I don't remember any that ever left exactly. But how many will leave? The ladies on The View, they're going to do it from Canada? 855-839-1210.
I have more from that clip if you want.
Okay, sure.
Well, what if he does? How can you be safe? He's saying, oh, I'm just going to do whatever the hell I want. This time I know what I need to do.
You know what? All of those former officials from National Security, the over 200 Republicans who worked with both Presidents Bush, Mitt Romney, John McCain, who are endorsing me, the former Vice President Dick Cheney, who was voting for me along with his daughter Liz Cheney. We are building a coalition of people that are Republicans, independents, Democrats, libertarians, all stripes of Americans who are coming together to say, you know what, this election is about putting country before party, that this is about saying, do we want a president who's going to abide by the oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, or someone who is full-time engaged in flattery from Vladimir Putin of Russia and sending COVID testing kits over to him when Americans are dying every day?
All right, another charge. It has not been proven that she just put out Howard Stern. Yeah, we chalk that one up. There we go. COVID test.
And she also said that gay rights are next.
Ah.
Or no, that's Howard that says gay rights are next from the Supreme Court.
Government.
Well, here's what I worry about. You got a guy who says probably you don't really need to vote if I win. You got a guy who says, hey, we're not stopping here. You know gay rights are next.
Yeah.
You know it.
But
you
Clarence
know it.
Thomas said it.
Yep. I mean, who doesn't have, you know, here's the crazy thing to me. Who doesn't have gay people in their life? Whether it's your kid, whether it's your best friend, whether it's, I mean, the genie is out of the bottle, guy.
Why would Trump, where's the evidence that Trump of all people, it's the same thing with abortion. Like Trump cares that someone's gay and he's going to be going after, I mean, there's enough stuff that they want to debate him on. They don't like, okay. But that Trump is somebody that's going to target gay people. Based on what? All right, let's go to the Earl of Tacony here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Dom. Sorry about that. Earlier today, you had the meteorologist from Florida who was talking about climate change.
Yes.
And this guy's supposed to be a meteorologist. Now, it has been record warmth this year. The ocean is warmer, and the hurricanes are stronger. But it's not because of climate change or because we're not paying taxes as a result of it. The reason it's happening is because in late December of 2021, early 2022, off the coast of Fiji in the South Pacific, the Hunga Tonga volcano erupted. This was an undersea volcano that sent 176 million gallons of water into the stratosphere, 8.5 miles up into the stratosphere. It increased the amount of water in the stratosphere by 10% and is acting like a giant lens, which is concentrating all the heat onto the surface of the planet. Even NASA says it's going to take 5 to 10 years for this water to get out of the upper stratosphere and down to Earth so that temperatures can return back to normal. Now, I'm not a meteorologist. I'm just a roofer, and I figured that out. And this is Wikipedia, by the way. This isn't some right-wing website.
Yeah, well, look, it's inappropriate. It's out of line to offer that up as a fact in the middle of a weather forecast and pretend like you're a moron if you don't know this and this is evidence of it. We know that. And then you have to make a decision about, are you going to get weather from those people that do it?
Now, do you want to know about Trump being sued for the music, or do you want my side question?
Yeah, give me your side question, Earl.
My side question, I had a bunch of obvious ones, but I'm going to go a bit out of the box. I'm going to go the Grateful Dead and drugs, because I'm pretty sure that when the cops are going around a Grateful Dead concert, they're going to walk up to some guy. And it's like, what are you doing? It's like, I'm listening to the music. It's like, where's your joint? It's like, I don't have a joint. It's like, what the hell you mean you don't have a joint? Anybody have a joint here for this guy? I got an acid tab. Look, guy, we're not going to have you here being sober and killing our buzz while we're trying to listen to the Grateful Dead, because you got to be stoned to listen to the Grateful Dead. You know, we're going to get rid of you if you remain sober.
All right. How about a Springsteen concert? What are the cops searching for there? Good one, Earl. Unknown. Dan's puzzled over that one. The antagonism is stopping
his creativity.
I'm going
through these Howard clips, man, because I just saw one here that popped up on my feed. And it's now they're claiming that Trump's going to assassinate his opponents.
Yeah, let's hear that.
What do you think, too, of these judges basically saying whatever Trump does in office is okay, including assassinating his opponents, because he's doing it for the good of the country? What the hell is going on here? You're the prosecutor. You're the attorney general. What is going on here? Is this America?
So to your point, that's where everyone, I think, is starting to understand this election is not 2016 or 2020, because that Supreme Court decision just a few months ago basically said to the former president, you will be immune from anything you do in office. Now, this is a guy who has said he'll be a dictator on day one. Yeah. Has said he would weaponize the Department of Justice, take away the independence of the Department of Justice.
All right. So let's back up here. This has to be morons that are in middle school, not even in their 20s or 30s listening to this. You know by now, You're a smart listener. You know by now the immunity thing, what the Supreme Court clearly said about this. Howard Stern doesn't know too much. All right. So he's not even an entertainer at this point. Harris, though, sounds to me like she might not just be saying it because it's convenient. She might actually believe it. This notion of taking it's the same thing with the Roe v. Wade, kicking it back to the states where it belongs. The same thing they're doing with this court. Could Harris even be in the same room with an Alito on constitutional principles, having any sensibility whatsoever? So I can't even tell. It's so bad there. She might actually have convinced herself that a president can do anything. That's what the Supreme Court is saying.
You know, in the game of poker, people have tells that kind of give themselves away.
Yes.
I think I found one in the Kamala interview to explain how this is scripted, because I want a listener, if you have the time to, don't want you to suffer through this entire interview, but she says...
So to your point,
so many dang times, like almost every question she says, so to your point. It's like, oh yeah, yeah, so to your handoff, right. What you were saying.
Well, and I don't think they did it intentionally because they just wanted to hit certain points. Stern might have even asked for it. I need some help here. Give me some stuff that I should be asking you to continue. This is a long interview. My goodness. It is stunning.
Some inside baseball. When I was there, they had Howard TV, and the head of Howard TV was a director by the name of Scott DePace.
Yeah.
I remember sitting there in the bullpen where Gary and Scott would just go butt heads loudly about politics, Gary being a big, staunch Obama supporter at the time, and I guess it was the other way for DePace, and Howard would always make the remark walking by, shut the hell up, guys, nobody wants to talk about politics, and, you know, he would always just roll his eyes at the political nature of their conversations and not want to be involved. And then to have a presidential candidate like Kamala Harris come on and have such fawning questions, it's such a turn. And I was there, I guess, with 2013, so about 10 years ago, Dom, and just 11 years, and just to see a turn in a decade is so sad to see from such a legend.
I think it was like 2018, or I have to go back and look at the date that he did that 11 and a half minutes on me. Simply because the producer got a whiff of what we were saying. He wants to be taken seriously. That's what it's about.
It's 100% what it is.
Yeah, because I still think in his heart, if he had any politics, they were libertarian with a small L. That's what he was about. That was the whole thing.
Yeah. I mean, even more inside baseball. Soon after I had left there, they released someone by the name of Tracy, who was my person that hired me, kind of like the office manager. She was released, something happened there. I don't know. But then a woman came in and kind of replaced her, Marcia Turk. And Turk is someone from a book, a club called Getting Things Done. And Howard read this book and really wanted to kind of reframe his image. So he hired one of the essentially co-authors of this book and had her share. So Tracy had like an office all the way back in the back. When Marcy came on, essentially had her share the office with Gary Delabate and completely reframe his image into something that's more desirable for the audience of America's Got Talent at the time. And he's kind of really dug into that. And I remember the phrase being said, he doesn't want to be remembered as a shock jock. He wants to be remembered as the best interviewer of all time. And
when
you're being fed questions, Howard, that's not how you get that that crown of best interviewer of all time, of king of interviewers that you want.
Yeah, we
so
may have to do that as a side question. I don't have enough entertainment value. A best interviewer of all time. All right, but it is the lightning round next here on Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right, and Dom's Lightning Round, sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo. Right now, get 3.99% financing on select new Volvos for 72 months. See store for details. They always go the extra mile for their customers because relationships matter at Cherry Hill Volvo. All right, today, National Chocolate-Covered Pretzels Day. Hit us with somebody or something that goes together like that. Let's go to Joe of Exton on Talk Radio 1210. Joe, what's yours today?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
When the Roman Empire declined, the Byzantine Empire arose under Constantine, and the coin of the realm featured the figure of a double-headed eagle with the heads facing in opposite direction to each other.
And the reason for that, Joe?
I'm not sure. It
inform
symbolized
us, Thomas,
something.
You know.
It symbolized something, a duplicate or double in that realm.
All right, thank you, Joe. Where else, Byzantine Empire? How does this guy come up with it every day?
The heads represent the dual sovereignty of the emperor, both in secular and religious matters, and or dominance over both the East and the West.
Okay, let's see. Joe in Bordentown. Joe, what's yours?
Aloha, Dom and Dan.
Thank you, Joe.
That would be at the beach with one of those little miniature umbrellas sticking out of it.
All right, that's a good choice. That'll get to the judges. Henry, got a winner today?
I mean, I think that last one takes the cake right there. A drink on
okay.
the beach.
Oh, yeah,
nothing
not
beats
one.
That.
Yeah.
All right, goes together. Dan, how about yours?
I like Joe's Byzantine weird answer there.
So I got to decide between the pedestrian, which is good.
Yeah, yeah.
We also have Earl with the Grateful Dead and drugs, and Joe in Westchester with death and taxes.
Yeah, I kind of like Earl's today. Thought that was pretty impressive. But if we go with Earl today.
Deadheads.
Yeah, sorry about that. And just one piece of advice. Get in earlier tomorrow. Gives us more time to think about it. Richie always next here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.